The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, officials in the Department of Children have said in an internal briefing they're concerned about adult asylum seekers who claim to be minors. I'm joined on the line by Jack Power, Acting Europe Correspondent with the Irish Times, who has the story. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, do we have any idea as to the scale of this, how many people coming in are actually over 18 but claim to be under?
Yeah, we don't have any exact figures. I suppose to kind of put it in context and to kind of explain to people, you know, what we're talking about here is what's referred to as unaccompanied minors. So this would be where somebody arrives in the country, you know, they're under 18 and they don't have, you know, guardians or parents with them. And then they would be referred to TUSLA in the first instance there. So what the Department of Children officials are kind of flagging some concern about is that there are some people over the age of 18 who are adults claiming effectively to be unaccompanied minors. And that this happens at the point of, you know, when they arrive in the country, you know, they'll be interviewed by international protection office officials who will, you know, kind of, they will then claim asylum to them. And at that point, they'll say, oh, I'm 17 or I'm 16 or something to that effect. And this was flagged up. Now, we're probably dealing with quite small numbers. You know, we've obviously seen, you know, in the order of kind of tens of thousands of overall asylum seekers arrive in the country in the last 2 years. In the context, the amount of unaccompanied minors that TUSLA have in their care at the start of this year was around 300. So that's in total. So you'd imagine a kind of a much smaller cohort of that number were these people who initially claimed that they were under 18. And then it later transpired after further interviews, they either reported afterwards that they were actually adults or they were assessed by social workers to be adults after more lengthy interviews.
Now, it's notoriously difficult to assess the age of a teenager, be it a boy or a girl. Somebody arrives, a bearded youth, shall we say, arrives and claims to be under 18, but to all intents and purposes looks over 18, but may well be 16, whatever. So it is difficult to assess what the real age is if they don't have papers. What is the benefit to someone seeking juvenile status with TUSLA rather than being into the mainstream asylum system?
Well, I suppose when TUSLA take them into their care or under their responsibility, they have an obligation to accommodate them. So that would obviously be one, you know, big difference where we've obviously seen, particularly in the case of, you know, single men, they've been kind of left on the streets, effectively single adult men have been kind of left on the streets where the Department of Integration haven't been able to offer them accommodation. So you imagine that might be one, I suppose, kind of benefit that they would be offered accommodation by TUSLA in often kind of care settings. They're often unregulated emergency kind of care placements that private care staff will run. And, you know, for obviously good reason, if as in the many cases that the person in question is 16 or 17, they're obviously much more vulnerable. And the state owes them a higher kind of duty of care than it would maybe even somebody who was 18, 19 or 20 or 25, obviously.
Now, do we know whether these are predominantly male applicants or female applicants?
It doesn't give much breakdown at all. It just kind of the documents that we've seen that were released under the Freedom of Information Act to N2TD Pádraig Tobin, who shared them with the Irish Times. You know, it only speaks to the problem in general. It doesn't get into too much specifics, but it does flag that, you know, officials have been talking about this since about last October between the Department of Justice, the Department of Integration and the Department of and TUSLA, I should say. So this has been something that's kind of been flagged on their radar, and the departments are basically trying to work more closely together to, they suggest, conduct more detailed interviews at the first instance. For example, when somebody says, you know, I'm 17 or whatever, that maybe a more thorough interview will be conducted at that point to try and suss out, you know, whether that is the case.
Now, do we know any information in what you've gleaned about the origin of these applicants? I mean, what countries are they from?
There's not a breakdown. Now, we do know that a large number of these unaccompanied minors, and I'm speaking generally about, you know, the total number of unaccompanied minors who are deemed to be to be minors. A lot of them are coming from Ukraine and came from Ukraine in the months after the war. So that's making up a significant number of these unaccompanied minors. There's not a breakdown or any kind of demographic details of this, I suppose, much smaller cohort, which are suspected to potentially be adults claiming to be minors. So we don't have, you know, Tuesday may well have internal figures, but they weren't included in the briefing documents that we obtained.
Now, do we don't have any great detail, it would appear, then, as to why Tuzla are concerned. I mean, for example, if someone is a minor and they have no documentation one way or the other, but they claim to be a minor, you can't very well deport that minor because you're obliged to try and reunite them with their family. And also in terms of your responsibility to children, you can't put them on the streets because they may be subject to exploitation and trafficking. So, I mean, that is a key issue for Tuzla. Are they overburdened? Are they stretched by this particular problem?
Yeah, so as we've seen, the general immigration the general asylum system, you know, really kind of creak under the pressure of the last kind of 2 years when we've had a lot more numbers of arrivals coming. Similarly, Tuzla's system for looking after unaccompanied child asylum seekers has come under, you know, serious, serious strain. You know, it would have been dealing with very small numbers, you know, 3 years ago. And those numbers have increased, I think Tuzla told me, by 500% in the last 2 years, particularly, as I said, with more unaccompanied children coming from Ukraine and then other parts of the world. That this system is, you know, really, really under strain. It's led to, you know, these child asylum seekers being housed in inappropriate and unsuitable accommodation in some situations we found. And so I suppose this was one area where, you know, potentially Tuzla and the department were kind of flagging that this system is really under pressure as is. And this smaller cohort of adults claiming to be children and then ending up in the system until they were assessed.
It's a very challenging job for social workers, one suspects, trying to determine a child's age, if indeed they are children, without any documentation. I mean, you're trying to assess maybe educational achievement, personal histories and so on, and doing it maybe through a translator. Very, very difficult.
Yeah, you'd imagine it would be very difficult. And Tuzla did say, you know, where there is a doubt, you know, the benefit of the doubt is given to the asylum seeker. You know, they don't want, obviously, a situation where, as a result of, you know, some interpretation error or something like that, that, you know, some 17-year-old or vulnerable 16-year-old is inadvertently deemed to be an adult. You know, so they don't want, you know, that to happen either. So they're obviously very careful in this. But, you know, I've spoken to people who carry out these assessments before, and, you know, they are actually surprisingly accurate, you know, even in terms of just judging, you know, somebody's kind of facial structure and, you know, as you said, talking to this person about, you know, their journey, how they got here, their family network, their level of kind of personal and social development. So, you know, they are very experienced in judging this, but as you said, it's quite a difficult thing to be 100% sure that, you know, this person is as they say they are 17, or as you potentially suspect, maybe they're 19. But yeah, Tuzla say, and we're clear that where there is a doubt, you know, the benefit of the doubt is given to the applicant avoid finally, a child being deemed an adult.
Finally, the quality of the accommodation that Tuzla offers, I mean, is this privately contracted?
Yeah, so this is something that, you know, we in the Irish Times have been reporting on for the last 2 or 3 years, that this is kind of special emergency accommodation that has had to be, you know, kind of pulled together as a result of these increase in numbers. And often it's kind of bed and breakfasts with privately contracted care staff or leased and rented accommodation with run by private companies. And we found, you know, several instances where, you know, this accommodation does not meet, you know, what would be anywhere close to the standards of a regulated, you know, group care home or potentially kind of foster care. So there's serious question marks over the standard of accommodation that these child asylum seekers are put in as a separate point.
All right. Jack Power, Acting Europe Correspondent with the Irish Times. Jack, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.